minute ago, breaking news is shattering Westminster tonight as King Charles takes a historic step no monarch has dared in over three centuries, leaving the Prime Minister's government on the brink of a full-scale meltdown. Inside Buckingham Palace, events unfolded that will be studied in constitutional law lectures for generations, exposing a scandal so monumental that mainstream media are scrambling to spin, soften and control the narrative. But here is the raw, unfiltered truth that could redefine the future of British politics. At precisely 2:15 this afternoon, Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrived at Buckingham Palace carrying the Digital Identity and Migration Control Bill. The visit was expected to be routine, 20 minutes, a formal audience and royal assent granted as a matter of course. He was accompanied by his inner circle, including Chief of Staff Sue Gray, Communications Director Matthew Doyle and Attorney General Victoria Atkins. They expected a rubber stamp. Instead, they walked into what is now being described as a constitutional earthquake. According to three palace sources present in the room, King Charles refused to sign the bill. There was no delay and no request for amendments. The refusal was immediate and absolute. The King reportedly looked the Prime Minister directly in the eye and said six words that are already being described as historic. I cannot, in good conscience, approve this. The room fell silent. Witnesses say the Prime Minister's face flushed red as the implications sank in. What followed stunned even seasoned palace staff. The Prime Minister allegedly leaned across the ornate desk and issued what one courtier later described as a borderline treasonous warning, telling the King that he was a ceremonial figurehead, not a politician, and that Parliament would remind him what happened to monarchs who forgot their place. Sue Gray is said to have audibly gasped,